Track 5, Flashback of the Week. This week's Flashback of the Week is all about the history of Wolverhampton City. The story of Wolverhampton begins in 985 when a Saxon lady named Wolferina was given land at Hinton. In 994, she founded a minister church, a church with a monastery attached. The settlement by monastery grew larger in time. Its name changed to Wolferina's Hinton and later to Wolverhampton. In 1258, Wolverhampton was granted the right to hold markets and fairs. In the Middle Ages, there were few shops, so if you wanted to buy or sell anything, you usually went to a market. Fairs were like markets, but they were held only once a year, and they attracted buyers and sellers from far and wide. From that time, Wolverhampton was a small market town. In medieval and Tudor Wolverhampton, the main industry was weaving wool. Through the centuries, little changed in Wolverhampton. It was a small market town, although it suffered a severe fire in 1590, which destroyed many buildings. Wolverhampton suffered another disastrous fire in 1696, which again destroyed many houses. In the 18th century, Wolverhampton was on the main road from London to Holyhead, where people travelled to Ireland. As a result, many stagecoaches passed through the town and it grew larger and busier. Then from the late 18th century, the Industrial Revolution transformed Wolverhampton. It grew from a market town into an important city. As early as the late 17th century, Wolverhampton was noted for making steel buckles and sword hilts, as well as steel jewellery. The industry expanded rapidly during the 18th century. Other important industries in Wolverhampton in the 18th century were lock making, and from the late 18th century, japanning making enamel for knick-knacks such as snuff boxes. The first canal to Wolverhampton opened in 1772. Canals helped the industrial development of Wolverhampton by making it easier to move goods and raw materials to and from the town. By 1750, Wolverhampton had a population of about 7,500 people, and it was growing rapidly. By 1801, it was over 12,000. By the standards of the time, Wolverhampton was a large and important town. During the 19th century, Wolverhampton's economy boomed, and the town grew rapidly. It was famous for locks and iron goods of all kinds. In 1859, the Great Western Railway opened a factory in Wolverhampton for making and repairing locomotives. It soon became a major employer in the town. From the late 19th century, there was an important industry making bicycles in Wolverhampton. Life in the 19th century Wolverhampton gradually improved. Wolverhampton gained gas light in 1821. From 1895, it had electrical supply. The railway reached Wolverhampton in 1837. Railways made it even easier to transport goods to and from the town. The first public library in Wolverhampton opened in 1869. And the first public park opened in 1881. In 1884, Wolverhampton gained an art gallery. A dispensary opened in 1821 where the poor could obtain free medicines, and in 1849 a hospital opened in Wolverhampton. However, like all 19th century towns, Wolverhampton suffered from epidemics. There were epidemics of cholera in Wolverhampton in 1832 and 1849. But conditions improved later in the century where sewers were dug. In 1848, local government was reformed and Wolverhampton gained a mayor and corporation in recognition of its growing size and importance. In the early 20th century, Wolverhampton continued to grow, and in 1938, Civic Hall was built. Wolverhampton suffered some bombing raids in 1941 to 1942, but it was bombed far less heavily than neighbouring towns. In the 1950s and 1960s were years of prosperity for Wolverhampton, as they were for the rest of Britain. However, in 1970s, manufacturing industry in Wolverhampton declined rapidly, and the decline continued through the 1980s and 1990s. However, there was one hopeful sign when a science park opened in Wolverhampton in the 1990s. Meanwhile, Wolverhampton continued to grow rapidly in the 20th century. Population was nearly 95,000 in 1901. By 1951, the population of Wolverhampton was 162,000. The rise in population was partly due to boundary extensions in 1927 and 1933. Today, Wolverhampton has an important shopping centre with the Mander Shopping Centre and Wolferon Shopping Centre. In 2001, Wolverhampton was made a city, and at the beginning of the 21st century, parts of it were refurbished. The Mander Shopping Centre was refurbished in 2003. a market square and mix of flats and shops opened in 2004.